Please sit down. Lord, grant that the Holy Spirit speaks through my words. May all who hear them be moved by the power of the Spirit to live out their lives to his honour and glory. Amen. Numbers can be fascinating, be they large or small. And depending on our age, we may well have a different perspective on them. Those under 40 will be hard put to grasp that my first wage packet was for just £7 a month, which is below today's minimum hourly wage. While those of us of more mature years will have a sharp intake of breath when we start looking for a smaller house or apartment and discover it will cost as much, if not more, than the far larger house we've been living in for years. My breath was completely taken away when I discovered, courtesy of Google, that someone to whom I'd been introduced had only recently bought a house on the waterfront in Sydney for no less than 19 million Australian dollars. Figures like these seem somehow not quite real, just like the sums paid out to footballers to kick a ball around, albeit, it must be conceded, with a considerable amount of skill. And of course, topically today, we have another number when some 25,000 amateur cyclists will come racing through Westcott. And no doubt a very high percentage may stop and avail themselves of the plethora of facilities provided on the green. But I rather doubt if there'll be any bloat-a-pay sandwiches to assuage any hunger pangs. And just one more topical number. I'm sure those of you who read the Dorking Advertiser would have seen those quads that were born in St. Peter's Hospital and amazed. I've actually seen them. They're absolutely wonderful, but they take your breath away. Someone to give birth to 4 children all at one go. Today's gospel reading, which must be so, so familiar, concentrates on just 5 numbers, namely 1, 2, 5, 12, and 5,000. One boy with 2 fish and 5 barley loaves gave the fish and loaves to one man, and as a result, no less than 5,000 people were fed, and there were 12 baskets of leftovers. Just for interest, I compared these figures with a royal garden party when it needs 27,000 cups of tea, 20,000 sandwiches, not sure if they have any fish paste ones, but I suspect they're almost bound to be smoked salmon sarnies, as most fitting for such an august occasion. And after those have been wolfed down, there are 20,000 slices of cake to feed over 7,000 people. So, a vast difference in the scale of catering provided as compared to that hillside picnic. And I don't think royal guests are asked to sit on the grass. Going back to our gospel, we start with just one, presumably quite small boy, whose loving mum, aware that all small boys have prodigious appetites, and small girls for that matter, has carefully packed him a few goodies to keep him going. Actually, 5 loaves and 2 fish sounds to be quite a lot for one, but for 5,000, well, it's ridiculous even to contemplate that they could even begin to satisfy the hunger of even half a dozen of those present. But this is exactly what that one boy has. And this is what he freely, willingly offers to one man, never for a moment considering he might at the very least keep even half a loaf for himself. He gives it all to the one man who has held that great crowd so entranced throughout the day. And that one man, in the abundance of his love and grace, transforms those 2 fish and 5 loaves into a super gargantuan bumper-sized picnic for each and every one of those 5,000 individuals whose stomachs have been rumbling ominously for some time. and at the end they carefully clear away the litter. No less than 12 baskets required for all the leftovers. Not sure how many leftovers there are at the royal garden parties, although I suspect not a lot. 1, 2, 5, 12, and 5,000. These are the numbers that lie at the heart of this story. And it is the one that is, of course, the most important. The one boy who did not hesitate to offer all that he had when he recognized and responded to the need to find food for some very hungry, tired people. The scale of the problem was not a consideration for him. Only the giving was what mattered when confronted with this one man who was unlike any other man he'd ever known. Now here we have to be completely honest with ourselves and recognize that if it had been given, it had been us being given such a derisory amount in the face of such a logistical catering challenge, we would have smiled sweetly, I hope, and said words to the effect of, "That's very kind of you, dear, but you just keep it for yourself," and then patted him on the head while sharing an amused smile with any witnesses nearby. But Jesus is not like us. He is incomparably different. And when he is offered any gift, however small, however insignificant, he is able to transform it through his grace, his love, into something quite amazingly wonderful, something truly miraculous. In the same way, this same man was brutally nailed to a cross by both the powers of this world and by the corporate and individual sins of the world, of which we are all guilty. On that cross, he freely gave up his life so that each and every one of us, his children, could have life. One man alone became for us the savior of the world, providing for us the food of eternal life, the body and blood which alone can satisfy all our spiritual hungers, and which again and again renew and revitalize us as we share it together. One man alone can do this, one man in whom we can have complete confidence that all our hungers will be satisfied, one man who can and does transform our lives. But this said, he longs for us to be a very real part of that transformation by giving all that we have in his service, by responding to his love with love, by responding to his care with care, by responding to his compassion with compassion. As it says in Corinthians, he died for all, so that those who live might live no longer for themselves, but for him who was dead and was raised by them. Jesus could surely have fed all those thousands without the gift of that small boy. But that gift made the point that together with Christ, so much more can be achieved in his name. If Christ performs his miracles entirely alone, we will be tempted to think, "Oh, great, we can just sit back and enjoy the sarnies." But when we see someone else, of whatever age, offering their gifts to God, then we are witnessing the working of the love of Christ within each of us. That freely given gift, whatever it may be, is an expression of God's love for his children made manifest. Like those two small fish, those five barley loaves, our gifts may seem worthless and unusable in the face of all the problems that face the world today. How often do we look at pictures on the news of some tragedy unfolding, of people desperate to have their needs met and despaired, thinking, what can we do that can possibly be of any help? But, and this is the real but, this is when we must remind ourselves of that unnamed child who in his innocence saw a need and gave what he had, and Christ ensured that it was more than enough to create a miracle. There's a lovely quote I found on Google by someone called Ron Hall, which says, together we can change the world. Just one random act of kindness at a time. Just one random act of kindness to help change the world. Surely we can all manage that. And here we can take heart from our beautiful Ephesians reading. I pray that, according to the riches of his grace, he may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through his Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. And it continues, now to him who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish far more than all we can ask or imagine. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. By the power within us, Christ is able to accomplish far more than all we can ask or imagine. That one small boy with his packed lunch could never have imagined what would happen when he offered it up to the one man, Jesus, the one man who is our Lord and our Saviour. One random, innocent act of generous kindness. Two fish, five loaves, 5,000 fed, and 12 baskets of leftovers. Surely those are numbers which must overawe us, and more importantly, inspire and encourage us to offer up our gifts, however small, however insignificant they may appear to us, to be used in God's purposes for us, his beloved children, and help bring about an infinity of miracles, small and large.